Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bomb. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass on.
I feel mean.
Let me see if we cut the Kit Kat a-hole.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of March 11th, 2013. I'm your host, Zach, and joining us this week we have Joe.
Hotlanta.
And that's it, for, probably for a couple weeks, because Chris is off doing a world tour for his various projects. So he'll be back till the end of March, but me and Joe will be holding on the fort. And then also possibly Brian might show up at some point, but definitely me and Joe holding on the fort for the next few weeks.
Hell yeah. We're going to get to know each other just fine. Yes.
So why don't we get right into the show, and we'll kick it off with news like we usually do. And trailer-wise this week, only one big trailer came out, and that was the trailer for Kick-Ass 2. Actually, the Red Band trailer coming, I think, this summer or this fall, or when's it coming out?
I'm not completely and totally sure.
Is it like a April, like we're not big enough to be a summer blockbuster movie?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, you're moderately excited about this.
It's August 16th.
Huh? Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah. That's like Expendables 2 territory.
Yeah, actually, that's perfect end of the summer jittery. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so picking up where the first Kick-Ass left off, you've got Kick-Ass and then Hit Girl keep there as the superheroes, and then Red Mist is trying to like avenge his father's death and becomes like the motherfucker who is like the world's super supervillain. And then there's a bunch of like other people who are inspired by Kick-Ass and becoming like costumed vigilantes. Probably most notably Jim Carrey as Colonel Stars and Stripes.
Yes.
Who goes around with like army fatigues and a baseball bat, just like smashing people in the face.
Yeah, and we finally got to hear him speak.
And it was the most un Jim Carrey voice coming out of Jim Carrey.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was expecting it to be something like this, like a real, like, kind of caricature voice.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is too, but it's more like Brooklyn Italian.
Yeah.
Like, that could have easily been my neighbor when I lived in Brooklyn. I mean, it's unexpected, but I dig it. Mm-hmm. You know, he yells at his German shepherd in German and commands him to bite a man's testicles.
Yep.
So that's... that's exciting, you know, there's that. So.
The girl's still swearing at people and killing them?
Yes, she is, but she's not as little, so it loses some of the charm for me. Now
yeah.
She's just kind of like, now she's just kind of like a teenager with a bitch mouth, like, you know?
It's like, shut up, Carrie.
Yeah.
And definitely a step down for director-wise, too, because last one was directed by Matthew Vaughn, who did... I went on to do X-Men First Class, and this one is directed by, I think it's like, John something? The guy directed Never Back Down, and also like Cry Wolf.
Neither of those are really too stellar, especially Cry Wolf.
Jeff Wadlow.
That was...
Yeah, Never Back Down is like, it's so stupid that it's kind of fun. It's just like, it's so stupid that it's good, kind of.
Same thing with Cry Wolf, but it's not good. It's just kind of like, oh, this is interesting, and then it's like, oh, no, it's not. This is just bad.
Like, Never Back Down is an amazing drunk movie.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you kids like MMA, right? That's what's hot right now on the streets.
All the kids love that Tiger Shulman's.
Yeah. It's like, the one kid just lives in, like, a fucking, like, rap music video. Like,
yeah.
This house is just a rap music video. No parents. It's like girls dancing on tables and bubbles and jacuzzis and stuff and champagne. It's like, this is my house.
Yeah, we all can't be that lucky, unfortunately.
So, I don't know, it looks like, I love the first Kick-Ass, so I end up watching the second one just to see how it is.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Nicolas Cage shows up in a Ra's al Ghul-ish, sort of a Inception slash motivational spirit journey guide, you know?
Don't give up on it, child.
You can do it, child.
And then he just burns the burning!
Eventually.
Burning!
Yeah.
Not the flames!
That would be perfect. Yeah. Sign me up, man. I'm excited for Kick-Ass 2. It's definitely fun.
It's kind of, it's kind of weird because there's also, 302 coming out this year. And it's, these, weird, less money, less direct, less famous director.
Downgraded sequels. Yeah.
It's 300, The Rise of Xerxes, and it's directed by some other guy. I can't remember.
It was Xerxes. Scissor me. Scissor me timbers. Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me like they're both kind of, I wouldn't call them a money grab or anything like that, but they're certainly okay, we'll make some money with this, and the worst case scenario is that it doesn't do great like we're expecting. They're kind of expecting it to underperform, you know?
Well, I think, was it 300 was a blockbuster, kind of, right? It made...
Oh, sure, absolutely. But, I mean, as far as, the sequels go,
Kick-Ass was definitely, Kick-Ass was definitely a dread situation of, no one went to go see it, and then it kind of got, this, cult home video following.
Oh, for sure. But you have to think that 300 was, 2006? 2007? Maybe, no, I think it was 2006. Came out. Yeah, so it's been, 6 years at least, or 7 years now when it's finally released. So I don't know that there's this, huge sort of a wave of momentum behind it. It's kind of gone away. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a good way that I like to look at it. If you can buy the Blu-ray of the original for less than $10, there's not a lot of, pop left in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I recently bought 300 for $5 on Blu-ray. That doesn't say anything about the quality of the movie. That just, speaks about the demand for it.
Yeah, they're actually 300 Rise of an Empire and Kick-Ass 2 are both come out within a couple weeks of each other too.
Oh, sweet.
August 2nd is 300.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
It's kind of 300 is there's no one from the only person coming back is freaking Rodrigo Santoro as Xerxes. That's it.
Great.
Because, great. Because everyone's dead. So it's just
Yeah.
Dead or busy doing, Spartacus or Game of Thrones or something, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And arguably both of those are more, enticing than the prospect of a 300 sequel. I don't know, I just feel the 300 sequel, there are going to be very few people that are fuck yeah, and a lot more people that are just kind of oh, I guess, okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
So, anyway, yeah, so that's, late August is going to be a weird, sequel month.
Sequel hell.
But anyway, moving on to other news, there's a new video streaming service that debuted this week to add to all the other ones, like Hulu and Netflix and Amazon and everything else.
Because we don't have enough streaming video.
Yeah, well, this one...
Never be
this
enough.
One's kind of unique. It's called Yeah. And it's from... It's AMC is the one behind it. And basically what it is that you can rent these movies, and they'll have, pop-up trivia the entire time. There'll be quizzes. There'll be a bunch of, you can, watch, they can pause the movie and do special features. So they have.
So if you're one of the four people that this idea appeals to, definitely be excited.
If you watch AMC with their story notes and you're I want that on my computer. But they have some of the movies they have in doing this right now is Blade Runner, Child's Play, Clerks, The Crow, Nightmare on Elm Street, Terminator, Reservoir Dogs, Scream, From Dusk Till Dawn.
It's definitely a great lineup of movies. I'll give them that. Yeah. Like, they really nailed the whole, I guess, vibe of AMC and, like, I think what's making AMC so successful, because there was a time when AMC was, like, American movie classics, and it was, like, you know, Gone with the Wind type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, over the last, I would say, what, like, 8 years, probably, they've made more of a transition to, like, just overall solid movies, like, that everyone really seems to love. Like, it's always good for, like, a Halloween marathon yep. around Halloween, or, like, you know, the First Blood trilogy yeah. or the Rockies
can't,
or
like, it's
Eastwood
like,
stuff.
Can't get enough yeah. Rainbow Week or can't get enough Rocky Week or...
Yeah, yeah. Just overall, like...
Action movie, like, action double shot, whatever they call it.
Yeah, yeah, and not even just action movies. Like, when I was on a vacation back in the end of December, AMC was one of the few, like, channels, one of the few cable channels that was, like, I guess, reliable in my hotel room. And, like, I didn't really have, like, a program guide or anything, so it was more like, okay, well, it's 10 a.m., so I'm assuming that something is, like, starting around now. It might have been earlier than that, but the point is, they had that weird, like, early 70s remake of King Kong, mm-hmm. where it's, like, it's just horrible. It's a terrible movie, but, like, I just love the fact that there's a channel that's like, oh, no, we're putting this on television, and we're going to make money off of it because people are going to pay to advertise during it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally, you know, behind their message and everything they stand for. And let's face it, they make some awesome fucking television
yep.
Of their own. That goes without saying. So this is a cool idea. It's just that the market is so saturated with, you know, streaming services. Although they are taking a unique approach to it, I will give them that. My only thing with it is that I can't see people paying like $5 for a movie like The Crow that you can buy for like a dollar more on DVD and own it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so it's $5 for, like, these, they're calling it Yad Definition, which is, like, the pop-up trivia ones. Mm-hmm. Then they also have, like, just a bunch of, like, other movies that you can just rent for, and they're not, like, enhanced or anything, it's just, like, the movie. But they got, like, some crazy, like, they have, like, Action Jackson. They have, like,
nice.
They have, like, Blade, they have, The Beastmaster, they've got, like, both Cranks. Both, like, all the Crow sequels, Demolition Man, Dread, Skip New York,
yeah.
both Expendables.
That's
so it's
crazy.
Definitely, like, in our, like, stuff that is in our wheelhouse. And then
yeah.
they're probably going to be adding, like, more and more of, like, these, like, pop-up trivia movies as they go on. Because they have 12 or 13 right now.
It's yeah, like I said, I'm totally behind them. I mean, I hope it works out for them, but I just don't really see myself, like, signing up for it. That's just me.
I might check out one of them at some point just to see, like, what it is, actually.
Yeah, oh, I may check it out, too, but I just don't think I'm going to be using it.
No.
That much.
But then, you know, like, a bunch of them are on Netflix, so if you pay for Netflix, it's just, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a cool idea.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a pop-up video.
Yep.
But, you know, for movies that we give a fuck about.
And, I mean, we mentioned it before, like, earlier, but, like, they do story notes and stuff during a bunch of movies on AMC. Which mm-hmm. is, like, on the bottom of the screen, they just keep scrolling, like, trivia. Then they have one like, go online and take the Predator trivia contest or something. The Ultimate Arnold quiz.
Yeah, that'd be really cool if you could be like, yeah, I'm actually the number one ranked
yes.
Quiz master for Predator. Like, would that mean that I have to be called like a Predator expert everywhere I go?
Yes. Predator.
Like, this is Joe, Predator expert. Yeah.
It's on your business card.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, moving on to other news, one of our favorite shows here, well, at least me and Chris, I don't know if you've caught up with it yet, Joe, but Sherlock?
No.
You should watch it, it's amazing. But anyway, so they're going to start shooting the third season next week, so that's exciting, and they'll hopefully start airing late this year. And then they also confirmed that a fourth season is going to be coming soon, or sometime in the near future, so... Definitely excited about that. left on a huge cliffhanger of season two, so. Yes. Definitely one of the best adaptations of Sherlock Holmes ever, so. And then other TV news. So there's a, I think we talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago maybe, or something, but definitely new Shotgun, we talked about it on the site. But there's a new J.J. Abrams show coming to Fox. It's this futuristic, like, cop show, but like one that's like this world where like there's androids running around. So like it's a weird like buddy cops, like one is a human, one's an android, and then they get into like they solve cases and stuff and get case of the week stuff. So anyway, they just announced that Carl Urban, everyone's favorite Judge Dredd, is going to be starring in this show. They didn't say if he's going to be an android or a human, but one of the cop partners in this show.
Holler. That's fine by me.
Yeah, anything Carl Urban is, like, okay with us, I think.
Hell yeah.
I wonder, do you ever see that show or the movie Alien Nation, Joe?
I'm familiar with it. I have not seen it.
It sounds like that's what this show is going to be, kind of, but just with, like, robots instead of aliens.
Yeah, that seems about
on that show par. Was, like, partner detectives. One was an alien, one was a human. They had to go solve, like, alien crimes along with human crimes.
Yeah.
I think it's written by Christian Orsi, as usual, for J.J. Abrams stuff. Then he'll probably, like, direct the first episode and just leave it and go on to do Star Wars. He just came up with the idea and I'm like, you guys do it.
Yeah.
What if cops were robots? And then someone's like, there was a movie called RoboCop.
Yeah.
Don't question J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. You can't really do that because he's so hot right now, apparently.
Well, I know me and you were talking about before the show, Joe, but they should just make a Dredd show with Carl Urban.
Oh, God. Put it on FX.
Or like,
and it would be perfect.
Or like HBO or something. So they could actually go full on and just like ridiculous gore.
You know what? Even put it on Cinemax. Mm-hmm. They're doing original programming and Stars. They could make it like Stars. Yeah. I mean, they could make it. I mean, HBO is probably trying to do more like, you know,
prestige,
hoi polloi sort of high society, fancy folk television. They're not really in the Justified / Spartacus sort of crowd. They're not into our ratings, apparently. But that would be so cool to have a show that was just like so fucking over the top and outrageous that it was almost like the only way to respond to it is with laughter, like uncomfortable laughter. That would be cool.
Yeah, just him just going on in the wasteland fighting mutants and stuff, and
yeah,
you like Rob Schneider guest star, have him get murdered horribly.
Oh yeah, let's get that out of the way quick.
So moving on to other news, some more X-Men, Days of Future Past, possible casting, or returning. Like, if you've ever been on screen in an X-Men movie, you're probably coming back for Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to James McAvoy, Alan Cumming, a.k.a. Nightcrawler, is going to be coming back to X-Men Days of Future Past. He kind of disappeared after X2. Like, there's no one mentioned anything about him in X-Men A Last Stand.
Yeah, and he's actually probably one of the few characters that I've been, like, really, like, sort of craving, if that makes me sound weird. I don't really care, but, like, it was just so cool to get that, you know, sort of tease of him in X2. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he was, like, prominently featured, but, like, it left you wanting more, you know, because Nightcrawler is just, like, such a classic X-Men character, and he's so badass, I think, when he's done right.
One of, like, the best, one of the best opening sequences ever was, like, him just, like, storming the White House.
Yes, that was fucking awesome. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, I feel like that only adds to the possibilities for awesomeness when you have him involved in the movie. So I say bring it on.
Kurt Wagner, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this movie is going to be, based on casting alone, this movie is going to be insane.
Yeah, really. I mean, goddamn, they have a lot of balls in the air to juggle.
It's the entire, original X-Men trilogy cast, plus the First Class cast.
Yeah. I mean, unless every big name is just in it in, a two-minute flashback, this is going to cost them a lot of goddamn money.
It's the weird future, and they all get murdered by, or something, and then it's like, all right, and then we're in the First Class group trying to make that not happen.
Yeah, and then the rest of the movie is just, scenes from the original trilogy. Just, no! remember when this happened? Flashback.
Super green screen, Michael Fassbender into it and stuff.
Yeah. Or just have him be like, I was there. What? Yes. I was there. I was in disguise. I was this guard.
It's just, scenes from Prometheus spliced in.
Yeah.
riding a bike and shooting basketballs. What are you doing,
Magneto?
I was
at a fancy party, and then it's just him getting killed by Gina Carano and Haywire. Yeah, that was bad. She beat me up.
It's seems like James McAvoy from, Wanted.
Yeah.
Charles, why are you using guns?
It was a very confusing time.
I had to go kill this entire Loom factory.
That was just a horrible nightmare that Magneto gave me.
This is Hugh Jackman, just scenes from Les Mis.
Yeah.
And Wolverine was on Broadway.
It was a very confusing time.
All right, so anyway, other casting news that came out earlier this week. The Godzilla remake that's trucking along, hopefully, awesomely over it with Legendary Pictures, added a pretty big name this week. David Strathairn, fresh off Alphas, and Lincoln, and a bunch of other prestige, in the Bourne movies and other stuff that he's been in, and being awesome in them. Good night and good luck.
Yeah, now he hopefully joins Bryan Cranston in Methzilla. Breaking Godzilla. Mm-hmm.
And also Kick-Ass, maybe?
Perchance. We'll see how that unfolds. But yeah, man, I'm excited for this Godzilla remake. I haven't even seen anything except that one, silhouette that was leaked from last year's Comic-Con, and I'm just, chomping at the bits to get that teaser, man. Mm-hmm. Just want it to be good.
Hopefully with the... I mean, we're getting pretty damn close to summer blockbuster season, so it's got to be with something coming up soon.
Yeah. I would have to think that it's going to be with the Man of Steel.
Yeah, because that's Legendary.
Just because I see that being the bigger movie between that and Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
However...
Pacific Rim is more in the milieu of Godzilla, though.
Exactly. It's more in the wheelhouse, so I feel like it'll probably have a bigger, it'll reach more people if it's with the Man of Steel, but it'll make a bigger splash if it's with Pacific Rim. Mm-hmm. But they might circumvent that and just wait for Comic-Con in general and just release the trailer then and really try to hit that target audience. So I don't know, We'll see what actually happens, but if nothing else, I'd really like to see the footage from last year's Comic-Con, obviously updated and, made a little more sexy and, put in, I guess, THX surround sound, all that good stuff. I'd really like to see that get released with at least one of these movies, because they're just sitting on that footage at this point.
Yep.
It's in the bank. They have it. It wouldn't cost them anything.
It's like the Ant-Man footage that they showed.
Exactly.
Which is not Edgar Wright said he was going to release that at some point soon.
Seriously.
But yeah, nothing else.
One day.
Nothing else. Godzilla has an awesome cast so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Legitimate
else has an awesome cast. Yes, for sure. And it's definitely, from what we're hearing of it so far, it's definitely more of a serious, somber tone. Less of a plucky sort of disaster movie and more of a,
apocalyptic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, humanity is facing extinction. Because remember, it's not just Godzilla. Like, it's actually monsters from fucking space, like it's supposed to be.
Space Godzilla?
Maybe.
Or King Ghidorah?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but all I know is that the footage allegedly showed some sort of giant, like, centipede monster that was just, like, ripped into pieces, like, bleeding out, you know, on top of all this wreckage, and it basically, like, leads, like, breadcrumb, like, a trail of, like, breadcrumbs right to Godzilla's, like, path of destruction. Mm-hmm. So it's basically showing that, like, he just, like, tore through this fucking monster and then went on to, like, destroy the city and everything within.
I'm on board with that.
Oh, hell yeah, me too. And it'd just be nice to see Godzilla, like, punch something that's, like, you know, an organic material and not, like, a building. Like, oh, I'm so mad.
Or a rubber just, suit. Like, knock...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm down with monster fights. It's gonna be a good summer for monster fights, I feel.
Like, even if it's on, like, even, like, look at, like, King Kong, the new King Kong, Peter Jackson, where I had, like, King Kong versus the T-Rexes. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, Pacific Rim this year. It looks like it's going to have some crazy monster fights, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on that Godzilla movie.
I know I am.
And then another movie we're keeping an eye on is the new Evil Dead that... actually debuted at South by Southwest this past weekend.
And is apparently, like, the best movie since, like, the original Evil Dead. Yeah. As far as, like, horror movies go, apparently. Like, everyone's just, like, all over this
I've heard
shit.
Definitely it's the goriest movie of the year, probably, by far.
Fine by me.
Like, gallons and gallons and gallons of fake blood streaming everywhere.
Horror movie 101, kids. Let us recall that the Evil Dead series has never, ever been known for its subtleties. Okay, maybe you could make the argument that in the first movie there's a lot of, like, subtext going on, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But it's really just like a, you know, especially with the sequel, with, you know, Dead by Dawn and then, you know, Army of Darkness, it's more balls to the wall sort of just, like, horror over the top action, gore, comedy, chaos, mm-hmm. which makes it so beautiful. Like, in a way, I want to say almost that, like, the Evil Dead movies are, like, a genre in and of themselves, because it's not really, like, a horror comedy like Shaun of the Dead, you know, but it's also not just a horror movie. Mm-hmm. So.
So,
exciting.
Sort of, like, kind of two fronts for Evil Dead news. So apparently they're already planning an Evil Dead 2 remake style.
Yes.
And then they're also apparently planning an Evil Dead 4 in the original series, which would be actually be Army of Darkness 2.
Yes.
According to, like, I guess Sam Raimi is supposed to be writing it sometime in the near future.
Yes. Sam Raimi and his brother are allegedly writing it over the summer. And Bruce Campbell is on board mm-hmm. because he's basically said that... And what a cool guy Bruce Campbell is. Like, obviously we knew that, but just, like, even if you're an outsider looking in, just read his comments where he says, like, you know, if it's something that the fans want to see, especially after all this time, like, at a certain level, he's got an obligation to give that to them, you know, or like, to give that to us. And also, on another level, like, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why would you be like, oh, fans really want to see that, but fuck the fans.
I'm just going to stay in Miami. You know?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay here and be Sam Axe, you know?
Equally as...
Which would be fine.
Equally as awesome.
Equally cool. Equally badass, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like the time is nigh. You know, it's upon mm-hmm. us. We need Ash back in our lives.
And then me, like, fighting, like, Jason or something.
Oh my god, I could be so lucky. I could be so lucky. I think Army of Darkness 2 is going to make a dickload of money, and I think that that's going to be the gateway for Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street as well. Mm-hmm. Because the Nightmare on Elm Street sequel, not happening. And then Freddy vs. Jason 2 never happened. Mm-hmm. And then
Friday the 13th remake part 2 also doesn't seem to be happening. It's just kind of like stalled in development hell. So what could be better than just kind of throwing those three properties into this giant, like, hot pocket of evil action goodness? Mm-hmm. Ugh. How I yearn for the day.
It's like, I don't know, like, what else would be, like, going on with, like, Armored Darkness 2? Just more Deadites to run around?
Probably more Deadites, but yeah, I mean, I wasn't even thinking of Army of Darkness 2 having Freddy and or Jason, but, I mean, you could certainly pull it off. I mean, even in a cameo capacity, Jesus, Freddy Krueger was in the end of Jason Goes to Hell, and that's, to this day, one of the best, like, crossovers in movie history. I would say that that cameo is more interesting than the entire Freddy vs. Jason film. Mm-hmm. And it's not even that I don't like Freddy vs. Jason. It's just like that setup at the end of Jason Goes to Hell where the claw glove comes up out of the dirt and like grabs Jason's mask and drags it down to hell. Like that to me was more intriguing because you were thinking when you saw that, like, holy shit, what are they going to do? Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, that's more interesting than, you know, the actual film that comes next anyway. So yeah, I mean, that would be a cool cameo just to kind of have Freddy make an appearance or Jason even. I mean, what if you started this movie with Ash doesn't really know what to do with himself, so he's kind of like a paranormal bounty hunter type dude. Mm-hmm. And maybe it opens with him at Camp Crystal Lake, like setting a fucking trap for Jason.
That'd be awesome. Or if it's just like a remake of like My Name is Bruce or something. You just go fight, like,
hey, that
samurai, like,
fine by
ancient
me.
Chinese yogurt monsters or something, whatever that was.
Man, they could literally have Bruce Campbell come out in the classic sort of Ash attire with the chainsaw hand and a boomstick,
mm-hmm.
and sit down on our bar stool and just, like, in real time, drink a 6-pack of beer. And that could be the hour and a half movie.
Yep.
And I would pay for it, and I'd buy it on Blu-ray. I would see it in theaters, and I'd recommend it to friends. I'd review it online. I'd talk about it on the podcast. That's all I really want to see, is just Bruce Campbell as Ash one more time. And we're going to get it, Dan.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty much all the news I had, unless there's anything else you can think of, Joe, that we need to talk about.
A little bit of late-breaking news, actually. Apparently, Marvel is bringing some sort of crazy live-action arena spectacular to 85 different cities that features basically the whole gamut of Marvel superheroes, including Spider-Man, the X-Men, and the Avengers. So this is kind of along the lines of that Batman, like, stadium tour, the live
mm-hmm.
show that was going all around the world. And, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a little bit strange, I think, especially considering that the premise is allegedly going to be like a versus sort of thing. Like, I'm not totally sure. They don't really go too much into it, but you know, it looks like it's going to be a sort of I wouldn't say like Planet Hulk, but a kind of like Marvel Universe pitted against each other sort of thing, and then the eventual team up to fight, like, I don't know, I'm assuming, like, Loki
yeah.
or something like that, be Galactus, but, yeah, I don't know, I never heard great things about the Batman live show being, like, a tremendous success, or anything like that, so, I don't know, but, I mean, one thing's for sure, kids will definitely go to it, and, you know, with Disney behind it, I can't imagine it being anything less than, like, you know, visually stunning to watch, so.
Can it be as awesome as the Ninja Turtles tour, though?
No, nothing will ever be better than the Ninja Turtles coming out of our shell tour, which I own on VHS,
yep.
The Radio City Music Hall show, and watched until I wore the tape to dust as a child. We're coming out of our shell. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That's enough of that.
Amazing.
Yes.
So moving on to new release roundup for this week, and our pick of the week is the 25th anniversary of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. classic, great. Classic movie.
It's a great one.
That's another movie that has, like, they've been talking about, like, sequels for, like, decades.
Yeah. Well, now they have a proposed, like, I think it's called The Stooges, like, some weird team, animated team up with Roger Rabbit and Mickey Mouse that was kind of flirted with for a while and then lost steam, and now I guess they're gauging how Roger Rabbit does on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
If there's, like, a demand for it, because they're also bringing back the Mickey cartoons.
Yeah, they said that new one that came out, like, yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, but apparently this summer they're supposed to run, like, an extended sort of, they're really bringing back Mickey to, like, the whole short animated film sort of genre, I guess, or medium, rather, where it's going to be, like, I guess, what, 5 to 8 minute, like, shorts in between shows or something like that, and apparently it's going to be on Disney XD and then Disney.com, which is cool, because, I mean, I'm a sucker for the old Disney shorts. You know, I loved Mickey Mouse growing up, and I think he's still a cool guy, so that could be cool. But, yeah, the Roger Rabbit and Mickey team-up is certainly interesting, to say the least. But I don't know that they could really do a movie like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like, have it be, like, a legitimate sequel to that, and then have it, like, co-star Mickey.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be, like, a sequel. It's supposed to be just, like, this, like, weird side movie.
Yeah, it's just, like a what-if.
It's kind of, like,
these two. It's
sort of supposed to be, like, this, like, pseudo remake of, like, this Dean Martin Jerry Lewis movie called The Stooge.
Yes. Correct.
It was, like, a musical road movie.
Basically, like, you know, half of the episodes of Family Guy in the last 3 years.
Yeah, all Stewie and Brian go places episodes.
Yeah.
So, also coming out this week, we have Rise of the Guardians, the DreamWorks holiday characters team-up movie. That sort of bombed when it first came out, then sort of, like, steadily made a little bit of money because it was right around Christmas, so there was nothing else to really watch for families, so just stay in theaters and made sort of its money back a little bit. Now it's coming back.
Yeah.
Now it's coming out in this time for Easter, and the Easter Bros in it, voiced by Hugh Jackman. So, and then it's a special, like, Easter collector's edition of it. And then nice. Also have Life of Pi, Oscar darling.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, don't really be interested in seeing it.
Yeah. I've got nothing nice to say, so I won't say anything.
We have the, I think it's the 20, is it 25th or 20th? I think it's 25th anniversary edition of Willow of this week on Blu-ray.
Cool.
Val Kilmer, Warwick Davis, fantasy classic.
Oh, yes.
Lots of crazy special, so, like, pre-Terminator 2, like, morphing technology, or pre, like, the Abyss, like, morphing technology that they eventually use for those movies and stuff. Like, George Lucas is behind, like, backing it. It's like crazy LucasArts, like, Lucasfilm special effects going on in it. It's definitely, like one of the top, like, 80s fantasy classics, with, like, Princess Bride, Never Ending Story, all those.
Totes.
A bunch of, like, Disney double packs this week. You can get Mulan and Mulan 2 on a DVD, a Blu-ray double pack. And then, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame 1 and 2. Which I didn't even realize there was a second Hunchback of Notre Dame movie.
Yeah, there was. I
guess there's, like, a sequel to... I'm sure every Disney movie at this point has a sequel, at least one sequel.
Yeah.
Also, we have Hitchcock out this week on Blu-ray and DVD.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about
Anthony
that.
Anthony Hopkins is Hitchcock. Apparently, it's...
Definitely wanted to check
apparently
that out.
It's kind of a mess, but... Also,
never mind.
The Cirque du Soleil 3D Spectacular movie is on Blu-ray and DVD this week.
Yeah. I don't have a 3D TV, but if I did, I'd probably want to watch that.
Another Disney one, Brother Bear 1 and 2 on Blu-ray and DVD.
Brother Bear 2, The Revenge.
Mm-hmm. Mauling people. Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments at a Blu-ray combo pack this week.
Sign me up. Ten Commandments. Feel-good movie of the century. Mm-hmm. Throw it on for friends at your next party. Yeah. Just see if that doesn't kill the vibe.
Yeah. We also had the first season of Ripper Street out this week on Blu-ray. It actually just wrapped up its first season, like, literally, like, last Saturday. But I guess it's been...
I guess it was aired
on BBC, like, original BBC. Like, last year. So that's probably why they had it already also to go.
I was going to say, that's a hell of a turnaround. Yeah. Like, Jesus.
It's a pretty cool... Like a procedural show. Yeah. So it's like Victorian England, right after like the Jack the Ripper stuff's going on. It's got like
the Ripper.
It's got like cool like stuff you don't usually see, like a lot of cool like cases, like background cases. Like one involves like the underground electric subway they're building. One involves like chemical, like this guy's like unleashing like chemical warfare on the city. Really.
Sweet.
The first snuff film, a lot of awesome stuff going on.
Snuff.
The Blob, the Stephen Queen version, joins the Criterion Collection this week.
Yes.
Classic horror movie.
Yeah, that should be awesome, actually. Criterion does it right, so that should look incredible.
Batman Mystery of the Batwoman is on Blu-ray this week.
Hoo-hoo-hoo. It's about time.
Is Mask of the Phantasm...
That's actually not a terrible movie.
Is Mask of the Phantasm on Blu-ray?
I don't believe it is, which is kind of puzzling. Because
yeah. It's like, what, the third like Batman animated series movie? Because it was like, it was Mask of the Phantasm, then like Sub-Zero. Then this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty much right about that. You know, It's a good movie. It's just I'm kind of shocked that Mask of the Phantasm isn't, you know, on Blu-ray. I think it's because it was made later, so it's legitimately harder to like transfer, and maybe it's not cost effective for them.
Let's just get the whole fucking animated series on Blu-ray.
Oh my god, could we? Could we please or stream it on Netflix in Super HD?
Yeah.
Even better, please. And, yeah, I own the whole series on DVD, but you know what? I don't like getting up and changing the disc, okay? I said it. I can admit to it.
And it's on the hub in HD, right?
Yeah. Upconvert, son. Don't be lazy.
Mm-hmm. Also have Casablanca and the African Queen Blu-ray combo set.
Not a bad combo.
Yeah.
Not a bad combo at
all. Like Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah.
And then we have Spiders, 3D, 2D Blu-ray. I have no idea what that movie is. It just has a giant spider on the cover.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Say it's about spiders.
Yeah. Starring, I think it looks like a sci-fi movie or something, possibly.
Those are always the diamonds in the rough.
It's not like the William Shatner, whatever. Was that like Island of the Spiders or something?
Something crazy like that, yeah. Spider Island or something,
yeah.
I don't remember.
And then we have season 4 of both Xena and Hercules.
Oh. Okay, then.
I think those are on Netflix, aren't they? Possibly?
I know Xena was for a very long time. I don't know if it actually is.
I know they started showing Hercules on the Hub.
Oh, cool.
Along with, like, Sliders. It's like every weeknight you can watch, like, Sliders and Hercules. For your, like, mid-90s action-adventure fix.
Sweet.
And then we also have another Blu-ray combo pack, The Green Mile and Forrest Gump.
Nice.
The complete series of The Mob Doctor.
Oh, all 4 episodes.
That show just looks so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
It did have William Forsythe in it, so...
Yeah, that's like, that looked pretty intriguing to me. Because, I mean, I'm a fan of Forsyth, but, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not even sure what it was about the show. Like, was it just terrible, or was it, like, on a bad night? Like, I don't really know.
I think it was, like, Mondays. It was, like, before
yeah,
House.
Like, you can't really get better than that, yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Maybe, unless, you know what? It lasted longer than that Do No Harm show on NBC, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's
true. Two episodes for that.
Two whopping episodes mm-hmm. for that.
And then, last movie about this week is, Storage 24, which is a British horror movie about, like, this group, it's this cargo, like, military cargo plane crashes in London and, like, these, like, crazy monsters get out. And, like, these, like, the people try to, like, seek shelter in, like, this building. It turns into, like, this maze. Or it's this weird, like, storage building that's, like, holding these monsters in it.
Nice.
It looks, like, crazy from the trailer, so.
Cool.
So, that is it for new releases this week. So, why don't we get into what we've been watching over the past week or so. And, Joe, what are you watching?
Well, pretty much, Breaking Bad has been, like, running my life for the most part, just because I'm so into this show, and you know, it's just incredible. You know, it really is. The writing, the acting, just about everything about it. I mean, I can't find anything wrong with it. You know, like, even there are times during, like, Mad Men or certain other shows where I'm like, I don't know, wasn't really a fan, or you know, you get taken out of the show and things like that. Mm-hmm. There are, like, rogue episodes here and there that kind of suck. And I think every series is guilty of that. But I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have to wait, like, a week for the next episode. But just Breaking Bad has been incredible. So I definitely recommend it to anyone who has been waiting to give it a chance. I mean, for me, when I saw they added it to Netflix, I was like, oh, cool, I'll watch that at some point. And I waited, like, a good month of it just, like, being in my queue and not watching it to finally pull the trigger on an episode. And from the first episode, I was hooked. So definitely make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's worth checking out. Zach, I think you'll actually really like it a lot. So I look forward to hearing what you have to say about it when you start diving into it. But, yeah, so I've been watching a ton of that. But this week, I actually saw Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And, man, I loved that movie. It had everything. I mean, it was a great family movie. It was a great kids movie, specifically. You know, lots of bright colors and lots of candy, which is
yep.
which you know the kids love. But, you know, John C. Reilly was tremendous as Ralph. I am a huge video game nerd, always have been. You know, I got an NES when I was, like, I think, like, 2 years old, and I just never looked back, man. And there, like you said, like you clued me into, there was just so much stuff embedded in that movie. It was obviously made by people who had a clear love and reverence for, you know, Nintendo and that whole video game culture and everything that comes with it. I mean, everything from, like, the little Metal Gear Solid nod that was in it to, you know, the writings on the wall, the prominently featured Q-Bert.
Yep.
And the relentless sort of pixelization that occurred for, like, I'd say 70% of the movie. Just really great. And when you stop and consider that basically the entire climax of the movie is revolved around, like, the premise of Mario Kart. Like, it's just incredible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. I highly recommend it to anyone who's a fan of, you know, great animation or, you know, excellent sort of kid and adult movies, or really anyone who's just into video games on any level, because it's basically as close as you can get to, like, a Super Smash Brothers type movie. And, yeah, I'm really hoping that they, going forward with the sequel, you know, kind of dive a little bit deeper into that. You know, Super Mario is alluded to in this game, but he never actually shows up. So I'm hoping that maybe down the line, we could maybe get Mario in the mix.
Yeah, it made like Sonic too. Sonic is like, you know, I guess a billboard or whatever, but he's not actually in the movie.
No, he actually is in the movie. Sonic is actually in the movie. I won't spoil it, but he's in it a few times. And he shows up in one really great little cameo that I thought was absolutely hilarious. And my girlfriend thought was hilarious too, because she loved Sonic growing up. So to see like what happens with him, it's like a really iconic sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That really anyone who's watching it who wasn't like a fan of Sonic or like into video games would probably see it and just be like, oh, that's kind of funny. But anyone who like understands what's going on, like really, really funny. Really funny.
Yeah. The only thing I wish about Wreck-It Ralph was that maybe like spend a little, like to cut a little bit off the like Sugar Rush part. Because that's like the whole like last two thirds of the movie is Sugar Rush. And
yes.
Like, because like once they get to Sugar Rush, it's like kind of gets away from like the old school video game references and just more like, hey, we're in Candyland. Here's like Hostess jokes and stuff and Mentos jokes and.
Yeah, the Mentos and Diet Coke thing was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah,
like
I agree, it was a little too candied.
Because the beginning of the movie is like the best, like when like they can't be bad Anon. The bad guy Anonymous meeting. Like, that is, like,
yeah.
The highlight of the movie. And also...
Yeah,
and
that was hilarious.
And I wish, like, the... When they go into, like, Hero's Duty, like, that part was, like just a little bit longer, because that was just, like, fucking incredible.
Yeah, that was absolutely awesome.
Just, like the perfect, like, the Skrillex score he did for that was just perfect, like, super, just like, oh my god, I'm just... It's just, like, because you're super hyped up for that game, and then it's, like, it just looks, like... Like, you want video games to look like that?
And I loved the idea of, like, seeing it from the perspective of the game.
Yeah,
of, like, the NPCs, like, the CPUs and everything.
Yeah.
Like, that was just fucking awesome. I won't spoil it, but, like, how you see what the first person character looks like to other characters in the game. Like, outstanding. Really, really great stuff.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it high enough.
And now you definitely agree with me that it should have won Best Animated Movie.
yes, I do. Hands down.
Yeah. So, anything else, Joe?
No, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, I've been watching so much goddamn Breaking Bad. Oh. Like, it should be illegal.
Have you been keeping up with Justified?
I am behind an episode, but I have it DVR'd, so hopefully for next week's podcast, I'll be all caught up. I really can't wait because I've been loving this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Harlan County sort of whodunit.
Yep.
And God, it's just a great show.
You're talking about this week's episode you haven't seen yet, Joe?
Last week's episode. So I'm two episodes behind,
okay,
actually.
Yep. Yeah, it's getting
but, yeah, it's for sure. Crazy. Like I only hear that it gets better.
Yep.
And, for those of you who are in the same boat as our misplaced compatriot, Chris, who maybe have missed out on Justified, if you have Amazon Prime, they actually just added seasons 1 through 3 to, Amazon Prime Instant Video.
Oh, man.
for Justified. So definitely check that out if you haven't.
Yep.
You know, please, just watch the first episode, and if it doesn't capture your attention, don't ever watch it ever again. It's okay. But just try it once because it's an excellent show.
I think definitely like you gotta give it like the first like 5 episodes. The first couple episodes of Justified are like super like case of the week. Raylan shoots someone and that's it. And then season 5 is when it kicks into like it turns into Justified basically where like everything.
Well, like the 5th episode in because that's when Boyd really starts becoming who he's gonna be for the rest of the series.
And then the overarching story starts up for season 1.
Yes. Yes. I mean, really, it's just like any other show or most other shows that are out. Mad Men did this. Breaking Bad absolutely did it. Walking Dead did it. It's that season 1 is lately becoming like a prologue almost and is becoming like a setup season. And then it really starts getting good and really pulls you in for season 2. And I would say Justified falls into that category as well.
Yeah, season 2 is like season 2 is one of the best seasons of television ever for Justified.
Absolutely. It's tremendous. I really can't say it enough, and I know I say it a lot, but I really think we are living in the golden age of television.
Mm-hmm.
Because people finally figured out like what appeals to the most amount of people, but then also how to make it like commercial, but like just pretty decent in and of itself too. So it's like a great balance right now. And there's something for everyone too. I just happen to like a lot of it.
All right. So as far as what I've been watching over the last week or so, I caught up with the web comedy series Burning Love. Have you heard of this, Joe, or seen it?
I have not seen it.
You heard of it, though?
I have heard of it.
So it's a parody of, like, The Bachelor. Actually, this season, they had a season last year, which was the parody of The Bachelor. This season, parody of, like, The Bachelorette. And it stars June Diane Raphael from How This Get Made podcast, also married Paul Scheer. She's, like, The Bachelorette. She got, like, she lost the first season. Now she's back as, like, the person getting all the, like, the 10 guys competing for her. And it's just, like, every possible comedian you could name is in this show. Because, like, there's 10 contestants, so it's just, like, person after person after person after person. Like, if you listen to, like, Doug Loves Movies or How This Get Made, or, like, you watch, like, The League or NTSF or any, like, the Adult Swim shows, like, Children's Hospital, like, everyone in that show is on the show.
Sweet.
Because, like, just, like, a couple of, like, the people, like, it's, like, a couple of the contestants are, like, it's, like, Jerry O'Connell, Colin Hanks, Paul Scheer, Nick Kroll.
Nice.
Just a ton. Oh, Rob Hubel is, like, he's like this prince of, but he's from, like, Maryland. But he's a real life prince. And he's just, like, super rich. He has his servants do everything for him. So he's, like, no concept of how to do anything in the real world.
Great.
Like, he can't read. He can't write. He's like, one of the things is, like, because, like, every episode is, like, they're going, like, to these, like, just stupid challenges of, like, hey, we're going back to school, and whoever gets the most high score on the test gets to go on a private date with me. And it's he can't even write his name on the test. It's just like, so he's like the lowest score. Nice. And it just like all this, like it's just like the only reference for like The Bachelor or Bachelorette I have is like from The Soup. And those are like always like those are like the most like stupid or like ridiculous moments from The Bachelorette that's on The Soup. So if you take all like every if you take those moments and make it every single thing in the show is those moments, then that's what Burning Love is, basically.
I love it.
Oh, man, and then June is just, she's like hilarious, because it's like, she is like the most oblivious, like psychotic person ever. Like, she's like she's always like, I don't know, Kumail Nanjiani from, like, he's, like, always on Doug Loves Movies and else, is, like, this, like, video game podcast. Mm-hmm. He's like, one of the contestants, and, like, he speaks perfectly fine English. Like, everyone understands on the show. And then June's, like, just because he's from, like, Pakistan, like, June can't understand a word he's saying. Or says she can't understand what he's saying. So he's just, like, you guys can understand me, right? And everyone's just, like, yeah. He's, like, I don't know what you're saying, sweetie. I don't know what you're saying.
That's awesome.
And then Michael Ian Black is like the host of the show, so he's always just like sitting down, like being super serious with everyone.
I'll watch anything he does. I love Michael Ian Black.
Yeah, it's just like 9 episodes up right now on if you go to like burninglove.com, they're also like Yahoo is streaming them right now. So they put up an episode every Thursday and Friday. Is a new episode, so it's definitely worth checking out. It's freaking hilarious. Like Nick Kroll just shows up and he's, like his character is like just constantly drunk. Like there's never a moment he's not drunk on the show.
Nice.
And then
that man's a genius.
And
by
people,
the way.
People just get sent home for like the most arbitrary reasons. like they're like one of the contests is like they're doing like this puppet show, and Adam Scott is one of the contestants, and like he just says kind of half joking like this is such a stupid contest, and like someone overhears him and tells June, and she's like, get out of this! You think this is stupid? Get out of here!
Excellent. So
it's like super like a lot of like awkward humor, a lot of like stupid like parody. It's just like a perfect parody of like The Bachelor, all the stupidness of that.
Killer.
You know, it's also like it's directed by Ken Marino, so it's also he was like the original contestant. He was like this like firefighter in the original show.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this great thing of, like instead of like roses, they give away like these like weird like jewelry boxes with like a flame inside of it. So every time someone says on the show, she's like, "Would you hold my box?" And everyone's like, I would love to hold your box.
That has two meanings. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is fantastic. Definitely check that out. And then as far as movies go, I watched nothing too great, but a couple of okay things. I watched Man with the Iron Fist, finally.
Oh, God.
Which was super weird. Kind of, like, I don't know what the hell they're trying to do with it. Like, it's, like, it's not like, it should have been like a Black Dynamite, sort of like, kind of like meta, like, no, it knows it's stupid, and then just, like, runs with it, and, like, is completely serious about it. This is, it's
totally,
it's just,
yeah.
Like, it's super serious, that's all. It's like, RZA is, like, super serious the entire movie.
Well, RZA is the RZA, which is, he's also the writer and director,
yeah, he's like,
and cinematographer.
This is my dream movie, I'm making this movie, it's a serious martial arts movie.
A film by the RZA, yeah. Choreography by the RZA, RZA by the RZA.
And it's like, this is not a serious martial arts movie, there's like people, it's like, you have iron fists.
Yeah.
Everyone has like the most like ridiculously complicated weapons ever. Like, Russell Crowe is the only one who, like, understands or, like, knows how stupid this movie is and just, like, goes with it.
Nice.
He's just like, well, I got a couple weeks before I gotta go to Les Mis, so I'm just gonna go down on all these Chinese prostitutes and have my weird knife gun. I mean, it's got a couple, like, good fight scenes. You got, like, got Dave Bautista as like this like weird guy who's like his body he can turn his body like to like brass.
Yeah, he's like the brass like Colossus almost.
Yeah. So he just like there's like, a couple of good fights with him just like shrugging everything off and then like lots of like crazy wire stuff and lots of like crazy like Tarantino-esque blood coming from everybody because it's like he produced the movie.
Sweet.
But it's definitely like after watching like Django, like this is just like I don't, like, what are you trying to, or,
yeah,
like, Django, or, like, Black Dynamite, or something, like, just, like, it should have been just, like, a parody of, like, weird martial arts movies, like, it kind of feels like they're trying to go for that in the beginning, because it has, like, these, like, 70s-style, like, opening credits, and then it just, like,
right.
It's just, like, the rest of the movie just, like, super serious.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
And it feels like it's only like an hour and 45 minutes long. It just feels like super long.
Forever.
Yeah. It's like it just stops in the middle of the movie for like at least half an hour to like explain like the RZA's entire backstory.
That's awesome. And is it the RZA just giving like a PowerPoint presentation? Because that would be really
great.
Like,
it turns like black and white, and it kind of turns like Django for like a little bit. Because like he was it's, like
God.
Him on like a plantation and like. His mother was like caring for like the temptation orders, like and like reward her, like he gave her son the freedom, and like these two guys just come in and start dropping the N bomb all over the place and like beat him up, and then like he kills one of them accidentally.
Oh boy!
Just like run away, and runs away to Asia somehow. Like I'm gonna run away to China.
You'll see.
And gets taken in by monks and learns karate and all this like kung fu and all this stuff. And
well, that's usually what happens
and
when
using
you meet
your chi
Asian,
and,
yeah.
How explode things.
To just immediately teach you karate and about chi.
Yeah.
Well, that's been my experience, at least, so.
So I would say, I mean, if it shows on Netflix, maybe. That seems like a good possibility for Netflix. Maybe yeah. Worth checking out. Maybe just, like, fast forward, just get to the fight scenes. I rented it from Redbox, so that wasn't too bad much of an investment, but I would definitely... like wait for it to be on TV or wait for it to be on Netflix at some point.
Right.
And also watched End of Watch.
Oh boy.
Which was actually that's pretty solid actually.
Really? Okay.
It's a little schizophrenic with like its camera thing because the
yeah.
whole thing is like it's all shot with handheld cameras.
First person. Yeah.
You are there.
You are the police.
But it's weird because like. It tries, like, really hard to, like, stick to that, so it's, like, if you're at, like, it's, like, we're at a wedding, so it's, like, a wedding camera, yeah, or, like, we're hanging out with the gangsters, so it's, like, they're gangsters' handheld camera, but it has, like, night vision or something on it. But then, the other times, it's just, like, shot normal. So it's kind of, like, it's, like, super, like, ADD of like how the camera is working in it.
Interesting.
But it's actually, it's pretty solid. It doesn't really have like a that much of an overarching plot. It's just like them going and doing like responding to like random crimes. And then it's more like it's like bookended by like this plot, but then in the middle of it's just like them going like, there's a fire, we have to go like rescue people from this fire, and then like car chase and shootout and stuff. But Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena actually have some pretty solid like buddy cop back and forth going on the whole movie.
Cool.
They're like apparently like the LAPD's like best cops because they just like respond to every like serious crime and like solve it or something. It's like we rescued people from this fire, we got this huge shootout and got the guys, we got stopped like made this huge drug bust. It's like, are there any other cops in this department that are doing this?
Apparently not.
Yeah, so I'd say this, if you like, definitely, it's good, solid, like, cop action movie. Written, directed by the guy who wrote Training Day, so it's got kind of a good
cool
pedigree behind it. And then the last movie I watched Angel of Death, which was, I think it was a web series, and then they made it into, like, they edited it into a movie. It was on Crackle, and it stars Zoe Bell, stuntwoman extraordinaire, who was Uma Thurman's stunt double in Kill Bill, and then co-starred in Death Proof, doing the, like, just completely insane, like, hanging out to the roof of the car thing in Death Proof while getting smashed by the other car. I think she was like hanging like head first in the car too, right? Just hanging on by like the.
I think so. Like, it's something crazy like that. Yeah.
Like just hanging out to like the freaking like hood ornament as they're going like 80 miles an hour. Yeah, so she is like a crazy stunt woman, and then basically it's like her. She starts with like this. Actually, it reminded me a lot of like Haywire a little bit. Not as good as Haywire, but just like. She's like this assassin who gets betrayed and has to like go and murder everyone.
Right.
And actually, I think it was written and directed by Ed Brubaker, like the comic art, the comic artist who did like the new Captain America, a bunch of other stuff. So it's got this weird like comic book style, like it's like constantly cutting to like these like comic book frames, sort of like the original, like the Ang Lee Hulk, you know, like cut to like movie like comic book frames, like to like
transition. Yeah, scenes. I know.
Yeah. Does that a lot. It was a little bit disappointing just because it didn't have, like, I don't think it really highlighted, like, Zoe Bell's, like, crazy stunt at all. Like, it's just, like,
right.
It's a lot of, like dialogue that we really don't want, like, or, like, dialogue scenes, or, like, emotional scenes.
Yeah.
We want to see your, like, freaking, like, jumping out of cars or, like, running from explosions. We don't want to, like, see your, like, talking out her feelings to people and stuff. So it's, like maybe like one or two good fight scenes, but yeah, nothing too crazy stunt wise, which is kind of disappointing. I mean, it was a web series, so maybe they didn't have like the budget for it, but
yeah, it could be.
I would say probably pass on that one. Just go watch Death Proof or something or Kill Bill. Yeah. And that's pretty much it for like all my usual shows I've been watching. Justified's been awesome. Spartacus has been super awesome. So I think that's about it for this week's show. Is there anything else you can think of, Joe?
No, that's pretty much going to do it for me.
All right, so if you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com. We got a ton of stuff on the site this week. You can come check out our interview, or Joe's interview with John Schnepp of what happened to... The death of Superman Lives.
What happened?
Recently funded on Kickstarter, got pretty close to their stretch goal, I think, as well, right?
Yeah, definitely enough to do a few scenes.
Yep. So that's super exciting. You can definitely go check out his thoughts and, like, what he wants to get out of the documentary and, like, what he thinks about the movie and all that stuff and what he thinks of, like, Nicolas Cage starring in it.
Totes.
Also on the site this week is our monthly commentary. This month is me and Chris watching the 80s ninja classic Pray for Death. Starring Shokasugi, this ridiculous 80s ninja action going on in that movie. Trying to figure out why you would move your family from like this cushy Japanese lifestyle to, like, the middle of, like, Cracktown, USA. For, like, apparently in, like, a letter as well. They just, like, moved their family, entire family, like, based on, like, this letter sale. So, like, just like, the most cracked out neighborhood in America. So, definitely, it's on, that movie's on Netflix, so definitely, queue it up on Netflix, download our commentary and sync that up and watch it with us. Then, also, another interview, I think, coming out later this week, like, if you're listening to this on Thursday, then possibly today or tomorrow, being Friday, our interview with Brett Culp of Legends of the Night documentary is going to be up.
Yes, it is.
May already,
definitely by the end of the
week. It may already be up by the time you're listening to this, or it may be up by the end of the week. Sometime in the next couple days, it'll be up.
You never know. We're crazy.
And, oh, you can also check out our new weekly feature where we, where I review, some of the big, comics that came out during the week. Bunch of stuff this week, including, like, issue 2 of Age of Ultron, then big Marvel event. Actually, speaking of earlier, Paul Scheer, he has a new comic out that's pretty awesome. It's, like, this, like, Ghostbusters meets Aliens. And a bunch of other, like new Wolverine started up this week. And a bunch of other stuff. Batman still trying to deal with the Joker coming back in the Batman comics and all that stuff. So definitely come check out what's going on with comics every week on the site. Now you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/everything.action is the Facebook page. A bunch of news stories and stuff going up in there. twitter.com/evaction. Come follow us in there, retweet us, see what when stuff goes up on the site. Other, just commenting on other stuff that's happening. Tumblr, everythingaction.tumblr.com is our Tumblr blog. You can follow us in there. You can check, we put up a bunch of like crazy movie clips and movie posters and a bunch of other stuff on there. We're on iTunes. If you go to the iTunes Media Store, search for Everything Action. You can subscribe to us in there. Rate us, leave us some reviews, leave us some comments. You also get our app on there. It's a newly redesigned, updated app for free on iTunes.
It's sexy.
Get the last 20 news stories on the site. You can also listen to the podcast on it as well. You can also listen to us on Stitcher, Stitcher.com. You can stream us in there. You can download us on there. You can get their app and download us or stream us on any pretty much any MP3 player or phone you have. They have an app for pretty much everything. And you can email us at contact@everythingaction.com. So for Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next week.